This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Gary Cussell, Clinical Director at Specialist Clinics of Australia, a clinic that has pioneered laser snoring treatments in Australia with their Sleep Tight program for snoring. Looking forward to hearing the details. And Dr. Cussell, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you. So for starters, tell us, what is Sleep Tight? Let's start there.
Some of the details of the treatment we do, we call the program Sleep Tight because it's an overall comprehensive program to help people snore, help people sleep with less snoring and sleep more comfortably so that they don't obstruct their airway and they wake more refreshed in the morning. I can go on. It encompasses counseling, support, sleep training, and a series of laser treatments with maintenance to help tighten and contract and strengthen the airway at the back of the throat to keep the airway open at night when people are asleep.
And even taking that further, how does the Sleep Tight method work? Get into some of those details to help us better understand.
Okay, snoring is basically due to an obstruction or partial obstruction of the airway at the back of the tongue, behind the tongue at the back of the throat where the air has to pass. And the reason that people obstruct at nighttime is when they're asleep, the tongue and the soft palate muscles relax. During the day, the airway is open because people are awake and their muscles are taut. At nighttime, when they relax, basically, a lot of the airway collapses. So there's a narrowing of the air passage. Consequently, during the night, if the air reaching the lungs and therefore the oxygen in the blood reduces, the oxygen in the brain and plus all the other organs reduce, the brain institutes a deeper or quicker inspiration. And when that inspiration occurs and passes through the back of the throat, it sets up a vibration, often called a Venturi effect. It's a pressure difference, and that causes anything that's loose to vibrate, and the vibration is the guttural snoring sound. So our treatment is to try and open that airway by lifting and strengthening and stiffening the soft palate, which stops it flopping down when the tongue flops back and keeping the airway relatively open. You don't need to increase the airway dimension terribly much to allow a little bit of air to go through. So it's an alternative to wearing a mouth guard or using an oxygen positive airway pressure system such as a CPAP pump over the nose or mouth.
If you would, Dr. Cussell, get into the reasoning why it is so important to treat snoring. I know people who talk about how they snore all night and have been doing it for years and have ignored getting treatment for it. Talk to us about the importance of treating snoring.
Well, from a family point of view and a relationship point of view, it's often very important because it causes a lot of contention in the bedroom. But from a health point of view, it's important because essentially anyone who snores is probably dropping their oxygen down to the low 90% of what it should be at night. And this relatively small drop in oxygen compounds over a period of years and can affect the health of the person. Certainly, quite often it affects the ability to wake refreshed in the morning. People don't get into a deep REM sleep. They toss and turn a lot. They're often disturbed either by hearing themselves snore or by their partners disturbing them and making them turn over at nighttime. So they'll wake unrefreshed. They'll often be tired during the day. It can affect their concentration levels, their mood, therefore interpersonal relationships, into work relationships, family relationships, and in a more severe case where fatigue is more apparent, it can affect their skills in performing manual activities and driving, etc. So it can affect their work performance, concentration, and physical and mental concentration.
And I'd say those are some valid and strong points. Today we are with Dr. Gary Cussell, Clinical Director at Specialist Clinics of Australia, a clinic that has pioneered laser snoring treatments in Australia with their Sleep Tight program for snoring, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Sleep Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Cussell, as well, how much research is there behind the technology here that is used for the Sleep Tight program?
Well, there's a lot of research behind the problems associated with snoring and the associated minor or major sleep apnea and the sleep disturbance in terms of affecting deep REM sleep and performance at work and socially. In terms of the laser itself tightening and contracting skin, It basically utilises the principle of all skin tightening and strengthening treatments, in the sense that heat concentrated in human tissue will contract the protein collagen tissue, and you do get a contraction and a lifting of the soft palate immediately. Visually, you can see that during the treatment, and the patient is aware of it during and immediately after, because they report a more open airway when they breathe. But the research being done into it is very well known. Heating tissue to around about 65 degrees, the mucous membrane, we're able to release growth factor proteins, which in turn can stimulate the collagen-producing cells to multiply. So we're actually strengthening the tissue by building new collagen, which cumulatively builds up over a period of months. So the research is very well known. It's applied to lots of different principles of skin tightening on external skin and other mucous membrane tissue. Used in gynecology a lot for helping with bladder problems and bladder leakage, etc. So it's used and very well understood in many aspects of medicine.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your input there. Most helpful. As we conclude today, Dr. Cussell, who is this treatment most suitable for?
Well, it's certainly suitable for anyone who does snore and either disturb themselves or disturbs their partners, or has a problem with restless sleep, waking tired, waking unrefreshed, or has symptoms of sleep apnea where they're fatigued and not working to their performance that they have been during the day. Previously, it basically, I would say 50% of all males over 40 snore, and probably 30 to 40% of females over the age of 40 snore. So it's a very common problem.
Once again, we certainly have appreciated your time with us here today on behalf of Specialist Clinics of Australia, offering the Sleep Tight program for your patients. Where can listeners get all the details online and also be in contact as needed?
They can look at www.specialistaustralia.com.au, and we've got links to many of the aspects we do in our website there.
Good enough. Again, Dr. Cussell, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Okay. Pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Gary Cussell, Clinical Director at Specialist Clinics of Australia, a clinic that has pioneered laser snoring treatments in Australia with their Sleep Tight program for snoring. And for further details, visit specialistaustralia.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.